Hello, friends. Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. We are just a couple of days away from the biggest, most extraordinary UFO conference of 2021, the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference. It starts this Sunday, June 6th. It runs through the 12th. This year's conference is going to feature over 36 incredible scientists, researchers, and contactees. And they're going to be presenting new disclosures over 7 days. You can now register for the full week, for half a week, or even by the day or session. Not only is there going to be over 36 amazing presentations, you're going to get sky watches with Generation 3 night vision goggles, meet and greets with these amazing presenters, and exclusive film screenings. And there's always going to be only one presentation at a time, so you don't have to miss anything. Oh, and did I mention there's no longer any mask mandates in Nevada, so you can enjoy this amazing 7-day conference mask-free. Go to their website, LaughlinUFOMegaConference.com, and register now. Come and hang out with me and over 36 of the most extraordinary people on the planet. Join us for an incredible 7 days of education and disclosure at the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference. I hope to see you all there. Hello again, everyone. Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. Today, my guest is Alejandro Gonzalez. He is featured guest of Dr. Raul Valverde, who will be presenting about alien encounters in Latin America and the quantum consciousness model. Alejandro, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Living here in Mexico City. Hi, everybody.
Hey, very good. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I'm looking forward to meeting you in Laughlin, seeing Dr. Valverde's presentation, and of course, hearing your part of the presentation, which is always fascinating because you are one of those people who has had these actual contact experiences. And like I've said before, I think this is some of the most important part of learning about this phenomenon is the contactee and abductee's personal accounts. So I'd love to hear about a little bit about what you're going to be presenting during Dr. Valverde's presentation.
Well, it's very simple. It's showing the people that persons like me are normal guys. We are not illuminated. We are not someone special in the world. And how these actions, how these experiences changed my life, find meaning about the life I am living. Explaining myself, explaining to me and my family and all the people, because I speak this in Mexico and in Latin America and Spain since 2011. And when you know, when you live this kind of experiences, it changed something inside. It changed very positively. Why? Because we're humans. We're not Mexicans, North Americans, Canadians, Spanish people. We're humans. We have only one religion called love and one big country called Earth. So I entered to a conscious of human develop, to develop our soul, our sensibility. That's what I like from Raul, because we think same way, okay? And sorry my English, I am practicing it. I am Mexican, I speak Spanish. So the base of why I'm going to speak is how these experiences changed my life, what it is for, how do you contact me? There is a lot of lies between aliens, and they are telling things to us that is not true. I have these experiences since I was a little boy. I even have telepathic right now with them. I accept that it was very hard. It was very hard to accept my experiences. So this is the base that we are going to talk about in the Laughlin event.
That's going to be great. Now, do you find that it's easier now for you to talk about these types of things now that it's becoming a little bit more accepted in the public? You know, here in the United States, we have our own media and government talking about disclosure in UFOs, although I don't completely trust that. But do you find it easier now to talk about your experiences?
Yes, it's easier because the people, the generation, have been changing. You're younger than me. we can speak clearly, but if I speak with guys from my age, it comes difficult. Maybe it's generational, I don't know, but it's easier to speak right now. But it's easier to speak with kids. I have been speaking with kids 6 years, 10 years old, and it's amazing. These kids are telling me exactly what I know, the same history, the same events, the same information, and no one tells them that. So it's very easy right now to speak. It's difficult in the business because everyone thinks, oh, this strange guy is talking about aliens. He's not serious in business, in his work. But I accept that. I accept that. I want a better world. I want a better society. And yes, it's a little bit easier. Not completely, but yes, it's a little bit easier.
Now, for your experiences, were most of them positive or negative, or did you have a mix of both?
Good question, Chris. And that's a very intelligent question. Never in my life I have negative experiences. But when I come conscious, the Syrians that I contact from a long time told me one warning. They couldn't avoid that the other polarity tried to contact me. Said, what other polarity? Who is going to look for me? And they explained me, aliens, that his frequency in his aura, in his body, they are from the fourth dimension. Syrians, the Syrians that I contact, are for fifth dimension. So the fourth dimension ETs are called negative extraterrestrial, are the ones that take abductees, that do some experiments in humans. But they warn me another thing. All the people that are living that is because those people are not using their free will. We don't know what free will is. We only listen about that. But believe me, Chris, I have been in serious UFO several times. In this one, that are a lot of races in Mexico are called naves nodrizas, where all the different kind of beings of fifth dimension are. I have been with 12 races. I know Martians, Felines, Plejadians, a lot of them. And they make me one thing straight. All the people that are living these kind of actions, these kind of experiences, is because they are not using their free will. The only thing you have to do is say, no, I don't want to have communication with you. And that stopped immediately. So, of course, I know about those teams. They're very sad teams because the people that live this is a very, they are very, they're all trying to talk their experiences, and they only get back, not so much compression, because they feel they are crazy, no? So I try to be so fluid in my English. But yes, they make me conscious of that. My experiences were positive in all the way. Of course, I know the negative races. They present to me and want them to speak from them, from their kids, from their planet, and say, no, because I don't want to. And they stop immediately. So exactly, there is a positive experiences and negative experiences in the humans.
For you, how long have you been having these experiences? Have they been since childhood?
Yes, since I remember 7 years old. Right now I am 50, it continues. I only accept them. If I said, please come down and experience, please be right now in front of Chris, it doesn't work that way because it's going to be an interfering in our free will, in our life that we're living. This is why I didn't do it. So all my life, I have three levels of contact. The telepathically, the one is the dreams, and the third, I believe, is the third encounter. No, there is physic. I have three, the three types of contact I have since I was a little boy. Right now, it's a part of my life. If you see me in my normal life, I am a normal father. I am a normal guy. I used to play football. I have a degree in business administration. I am not crazy. I am a normal guy. But yeah, they are more like company. They are more like guidance sometimes. But usually usually they are asking me, how do I feel in my human life? How do I feel I am developing between humans as a human? Because all of us, Chris, all the humans that are here, there are souls from the fifth dimension. We are not from this planet. All the scientists know it, but they know where we come from. No, so that's a little bit of what they are telling me, how I learn from them. But I learned the most important thing, Chris. Humans are the most important part in this history. No ET, no angel, no nothing is going to tell us what to do, because it's our life. It's our free will. We live in a free will world. So that's the most important thing I learned from them.
Now, I've heard theories and, I've even had my own thoughts that this existence, that our reality could be under complete control of these higher intelligences, that we could be an experiment for these beings, just a hybrid experiment that's been going on for thousands of years. You hear the old Anunnaki mythos that we were, designed to, yes, to harvest gold. What are your thoughts about that? Do you think that we could be an experiment for extraterrestrials?
Well, of course, let me answer straight ahead on that, right? Like we say in Mexico. It's completely the other way. They are trying, they take our genes, some of them, most of them, of the women, and they experience in their hybrids, not in us, in their hybrids. Because when I was conscious about the Syrians, and they were in my room, I was married, 32 years old, and they asked me, well, they don't ask me, I see them, because I ask them one normal question: what are you and what are you doing here? And they answer the most sad question I have ever heard in my life: how do you want to know what we are if you don't know what you are? Exactly. We don't know what humans are. We don't know our capabilities. No. The negative races cannot even control us, because otherwise our free will is, because the frequency, the vibration we have in our body, in our aura, is higher than them. This is why they take some proofs, skin, cells, and experience in their hybrids. They are called hybrids. I have met the hybrids of the reptile being, of the reptile race. And it's completely the other way. I know about this way of thinking that we are maybe an experiment. It's abnormal because no one explained to us. I know other people that have my experiences and they don't want to talk. I said, okay, I will talk when I go off this planet, because everybody is going to die in this planet. It's a natural way. Then I told you, I begged you to come and talk, no? So it's the other way, Chris, believe me. The humans are a very powerful race. We don't know what we are. We live in an amnesia. Yes, it's normal, it's nature. But we don't know what we are. Believe me, I know what I'm speaking about, and I'm only trying to explain that to the people so they are a little bit more sure about what we are, and no one can control us. If we don't want it, no one can control us. So this is why I can explain you very fast, because it will take me a lot of hours to explain you all the story, you know. But luckily we can speak them in lovely and clear all the questions.
Definitely so, yes. And I am very much looking forward to hear the rest of your presentation and your experiences. So we'll get together, we'll have a sit down, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, and that'll be great.
Of course. You tell me when, I will be there. I talk in Mexico like a normal guy. I will talk in Lovely, Nevada like a normal guy. And we can get each other, yes.
That's great. Well, I look forward to meeting you there. And of course, I look forward to meeting all of you. Hope to see as many as possible. So we'll see you in a few days.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. And we see you then in Laughlin, Nevada next week. All the week is very important, people. people to want to know more about the universe, about themselves. So see you there.